Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It is great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And, you know, last Friday, wasn't here in the studio because I was at a place that actually made my day. I was part of the 2024 Kindness Summit. It was held up at the University of Utah, and it was just an amazing day with some extraordinary people. We always round out this program by talking about what we can do to make a difference. And One Kind Act is an organization that is determined to do just that. It's an amazing initiative. Of course, Khosrow Simnani and the Simnani Family Foundation were the driving forces in launching this and moving it forward. And we wanted to do just a little breakdown. We're going to have some of the extraordinary stories that took place and were shared at the summit last Friday as we go through the week this week. But really pleased to have back on the program with us Curtis Bennett, who's the executive director at One Kind Act today. And Curtis, I hope you've recovered from a very big summit over the weekend.
I have indeed. It took about 6 extra hours of sleep on Saturday, but I got it done.
Fantastic. Well, for our listeners, give us a little bit of the backstory in terms of One Kind Act, and give us your perspective on how the day played out.
The day couldn't have gone better, in my personal opinion. A lot of it had to do with just so many people who came in support for what One Kind Act today is all about. And as you stated, One Kind Act today is thanks to Khosrow Simnani and the Simnani Family Foundation. And the impetus behind this was we need to change the narrative. We can do better. We can deal with one another in a kinder, more gentler way. And so Mr. Simnani began this foundation, funded it so that it doesn't need any further resources. It's got all the resources that it needs. And we can do events like the one that we did the other day. And I will say that we had a stellar MC who did a really great job, and we're so grateful that he was there to help us promote this message and advocate this cause.
It was a privilege and an honor to be there with such an extraordinary group, and I just want to dive into some of the conversations that were had. And one of those talked about this whole idea that if each of us help two of us, there's enough of us to deal with anything. We can solve all kinds of problems if each of us will help two of us. There is enough of us.
So that was a statement that was made by Darren Margolius, as you know, who's the executive director of Beast Philanthropy. And what an amazing individual. And he's a guy who should know, because, as you know, the reach of their influence is significant, with nearly 500 million subscribers to their YouTube channel promoting goodness, kindness, charity, positivity. And so, I mean, if anyone can and should make that statement, it would be him. But what a great statement.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And you just start seeing the ripple effect. That was such an inspiring thing to me. We also had the opportunity to have an interfaith conversation that was just, I don't even have words for it. It was just an extraordinary thing with an incredible panel. Give us your perspective as you watch that play out.
Well, once again, I have to give kudos to the moderator. That was you. And so thank you very much again. But, you know, we had an idea that was probably going to be one of the more impactful moments of the day, to be able to bring in someone. You know, we had an imam there. We had Rabbi Spector. We had Bishop Spiegel. We had Bishop John Wester. Rabbi, it was Imam Dawood Yassin. And then Elder Brian Taylor. We had this beautiful cross-section of all of these different religious cultures and beliefs. And you know as well as I do, the message was powerful, but the imagery of all of those magnificent individuals standing on stage, linking arms one with another was what we were really hoping for. That image is ingrained in my mind and in my heart. I'll never forget that day.
Yeah, it was a truly powerful moment to see all of those leaders on stage, linked and locked arms, really looking at this is how we make a difference in the world. And we all have a role to play. No small parts or players in this thing. Everybody has to play big. And when we do that, we really can change the trajectory of things. Give us a sense of the trajectory. What comes next for One Kind Act?
You know, I have to tell you, Boyd, and I am so grateful and I'm humbled by it. If you were able to look at my email and my text messaging and my other social media feeds right now, I'm not quite sure how we're going to keep up. whether we wanted to or not, whether we devised it this way or not, we've gone to a new level. And the new level is inspiring. And it's inspiring because it's because of people who are literally reacting and acting on the impressions and the thoughts and the intents that they had throughout the course of the day. And they're saying, there is something we can do, and I do want to be involved. And so by golly, I will be. And so, like I said, I'm inundated right now with all of these people who are saying, let me know what more. What can we do?
I love it. And this is the big bite and the long chew, as we like to call it on this show. Long chew has begun. Also, give us a sense. This was another thing that I was just so exciting to watch play out, and that is that you haven't been content to have this just be kind of a high-level thing. I love the fact that there were high school students in the audience, and I love the fact that you're spending and giving so much attention to getting schools, young grade schools, involved in becoming part of this movement of One Kind Act.
So thank you so much for bringing that up. We really felt it was important that we had to bring this younger generation in. And we had high school age kids there, and we had college age kids there, because we feel that this narrative is something that we need everyone to hear. And the sooner we can get them to hear it, the better off we are. And I have to say, and I don't know if this is an announcement or anything, but the recommendation has been from a number of sources, we should do exactly what we did, but with a bunch of youth. We should bring youth in from all over and do the exact same thing that we did with these adults.
Absolutely. All in, I think, is the answer to that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that is fantastic. Curtis Bennett is the executive director at One Kind Act a Day. It was the 2024 summit on Friday of last week. We're going to have a number of these organizations that are out there doing everything from helping those on our street who are in need of a good meal, to those who just need a good smile, to those who need support in other ways, and people not waiting for government to do something, not waiting for a mandate to do something, not waiting for a catastrophe to do something, but just doing One Kind Act. We can all do that every day. Just imagine what would happen, the flood, the momentum that would take place if everyone was just committed to just One Kind Act today. Curtis Bennett, again, executive director of One Kind Act, thanks so much for joining us. And a big thanks to Khosrow Simnani and the Simnani Family Foundation for making all this possible.
Our privilege, and thank you.
All right. Such an important thing. And again, on days like today, when it's easy to get a little down, a little dreary, a little pessimistic about what's going on in the world, what's happening in our politics, all you have to do, if you want to have a little hope for a better day, for a brighter day, is to just do One Kind Act. It's not a big thing, but I'm telling you, it is the biggest of things, and it is the best of things. It'll change your world, might change somebody else's in the process. And we're going to continue this conversation as we go throughout the week this week and touch base with some of these organizations right here in our community who are making a difference. That's the name of the game, gang, and that's how we can have great confidence in what lies ahead for our community and for the country. That wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Big hour number two coming up next. Stick around.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.